welcome to the Daily Review with Brad Munson, and I gotta admit, I got blindsided. No, seriously. How? From the side by an unassuming little movie that I stumbled over on Hulu called Susie Searches. I had the screen running in the background while I was working, catching up on the newest episodes of something or other on Hulu, like, you know, Abbott Elementary or The Great North or something, and this card for a comedy mystery comes up when that's done, something I hadn't heard of before, a 2023 film called Susie Searches, starring a fresh-faced young girl with braces that I didn't recognize. The Bird made it sound like it was another whack at starting a new Nancy Drew for the Next Generation thing about a young girl in college who really looks like a girl in high school, who's been compulsively solving mysteries since she was a kid, and even has a true crime podcast that nobody listens to, until all of a sudden she gets involved in a real-life kidnapping of a local influencer, a classmate of hers, and she actually solves it and rescues him. So I go in thinking that's the story, but oh no. No, that's just the first half of the story, maybe the first third of it, because there's a lot more going on here than just another Harriet the Spy takeoff for 2024, and that's what I mean by blindsided. Okay, hold up. Big spoiler alert here, because you really can't talk about the totality of this odd and slightly amazing little film, flawed as it is, without giving away at least a couple of the twists. So go watch it now on Amazon Prime or Hulu. Links for both are in the show notes. Or you can just keep on going and prepare to be spoiled, but the choice is yours. Anyway, let's start with a couple of words about Kiersey Clemons, the young woman who plays the eponymous Susie. Second blindside, by the end of this twisty-turny little gem, I'm thinking, whoa, brilliant newcomer, they found a hot one here, only to look her up to discover that I've been watching her for most of the last few months and didn't know it. Kiersey Clemons was May in every damn episode of Monarch Legacy of Monsters. She was Iris West in the terrible Flash movies, both The Flash and Justice League. And even though she's just turning 30, and yes, she looks 20, she's been at this for more than a decade, and I've seen her in half the stuff she's done and never recognized her until now, which is amazing. I think that's what they call acting. I'll have to look that up. No kidding, though. Absolutely convincing as a starry-eyed and increasingly and eventually creepy, wacky young sleuth who wants to be the great detective more than anything else. And she holds her own against a whole slug of really good character actors like Jim Gaffigan and Ken Marino, the latter basically unrecognizable and very much not his funny self in a walrus mustache and a fast food cap. The whole film is put together very professionally, and it's smooth and swift as hell. And that helps to lull you into a false sense of security when you get to the big twist in the middle, and again, spoiler alert, when you see Susie starting to lie about how she found this poor kidnapped kid, and then you see her destroying evidence, and you see her little fantasies about getting rich and famous for being the intrepid girl detective of the year that are tilting over into real delusion. And then, a kid we think she suspects of being the kidnapper's best buddy, shows up at her house one night and she accidentally kills the guy. And she doesn't report it. She doesn't even look real upset. She just quickly and carefully disposes of the body as she gets more and more involved with the young man she rescued and more enamored of her own growing popularity. Yeah, she killed a guy and covered it up. I don't think Nancy Drew ever did that. Now, I'm sorry to say that the supposedly big twist near the end, another one, where we discover both who the kidnapper was and who the other crazy assailant in town is, didn't really come as much of a shock. For one thing, the cinematographer let us down late in the show, so it's pretty hard not to see who's under the ski mask in the kidnapping flashbacks. And on another more meta level, it's equally obvious that the well-known, well-recognized character actor who is playing a small supporting role is way too accomplished to be this far down the roster, unless, in fact, he's one of the secret bad guys in the bunch. Look, if you're an ancient dude like me, you remember shows like Murder, She Wrote and Prescription Murder, where the amateur detective would solve a new murder every week, choosing from a whole bunch of familiar faces to single out the guilty party. But if you were a longtime watcher of the movies and TV of that generation, it was easy to figure out who did it, almost without a miss. Because there was always one actor in that week's Rogues Gallery who was just too well-known, too recognizable, too good to be there just for this one, heck no, I'm not a suspect scene. So no matter how clever the crime might have been, you always knew that it was the special guest star, you know, Gig Young or Dick Gauthier or Shirley Jones who did it. Well, same thing here in Susie Speaks. You knew this guy was coming back in the third act because, well, you knew the guy. But even with these unfortunate flaws, Susie Speaks, directed and conceived by Sophie Cargman and scripted by William Day Frank, they whack you around pretty good on all the assumptions you bring into this supposedly light little flick about the intrepid girl detective. But they earned it. Sophie and William did this as a short subject first a couple of years ago, and then they pulled together this impressive cast and brought it all home. So now it's just one of these dark little gems that you kick over when you let Hulu tell you what to watch next. It doesn't happen often, but when it does, it's pretty cool. So, hey, if you're looking for something to watch after the last episodes of The Rookie or Will Trent are finished, try Susie Searches. I think you'll like it just fine. And keep an eye on this Clemens kid. Her next piece is supposedly a post-apocalyptic reboot of Zorro. I'm not kidding, really, with Gael Garcia Bernal. Now, that will be interesting, especially because I'm pretty damn sure that there won't be another Susie Searches for all sorts of reasons.
And that's it for today's Daily Review. I'm here with something new every day, Monday through Friday, every damn week, so come on back whenever you can stand it. There are links to what we've been talking about in show notes and in the accompanying blog on thebradbenson.com. Take a look, and please do all the normal stuff like rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes or any podcatcher of your choice. Tell your friends, invite your mom, you know, spread the word, and let me know what you think. You can also follow me for more and different stuff on Instagram or Threads at thebradmunson, and on my website, weirdly enough called thebradmunson.com. So until next time, I'm Brad Munson, and that's the Daily Review.